If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look
at you. They don't want it!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Brendan.
Happy Friday.
Yep.
Froggy, you look like an El Dorado showroom.
I forgot that I had to do the show. So I went to get my blood work in my Vice shirt. Thank you. I'm not the weirdest dressed person to ever walk in here.
Yeah, I like what? A lot of people.
You didn't get compliments?
No.
No.
Well, bless you.
They were doing it, you know. Nice shirt.
Eyeballing.
Yeah.
Well, it is a nice shirt.
I do get that. I go to the improv in this, and everyone's like, oh, look at you. And I'm just like, it's Vice Shirt Friday, guys. I've worked here for 4 years. Please, just understand what's going on.
Yeah, understand what's going on. And everybody else is like that. I was told that you guys get crazy on Friday. I'm like, what? Just because we wear shirts?
Crazy shirt.
I mean, they didn't even act like this when we were doing that Hard Rock.
Well, that's the whole the reason we did it, I think, in the first place is we had the Hard Rock show and we're like, look for the guys in the Hawaiian shirts. That's how we're going to do it for our we didn't do video streams. And we're just like, if you guys are looking for us, we're the guys in the crazy shirts, Vice Shirt Friday. And that's just how it started. It started years ago back in the poker room. Did we do it in the OG poker room or not till we moved to the new one? I think when we moved to the new
one. We didn't do it. I originally did it outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it moved inside, we did it there. And then when they started expanding, we did it outside.
Right. We did it outside the
main
room.
Like where they do the fights and stuff. Right.
Right.
So
yeah, I remember that. Let us get to headlines, ladies and gentlemen. And those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We'll get to all football things, of course. Bad Thursday night football game last night.
Holy smokes. I've never seen a team go from 40 points two consecutive weeks to crickets.
Five straight losses, dude.
Right.
I think Alvin Kamara just read a quote on Twitter that said, I've never seen the Dome exit like that. He goes, but we deserve it.
Yeah.
But the Panthers locally last night fell to the Vancouver Canucks. Paul Maurice saying, we just didn't have a lot of gas in the tank. The Panthers... I honestly, Leroy, I thought they got screwed last night, even with that all being said. But I think I got to change some behavior in my life because, you know, I'm a father now. Well, I've been a father for 12 years. But I'm a father of a sports fan now, or a growing sports fan.
And he's starting to act like you.
We got a problem.
It's your fault.
This fan.
Wait a minute. We don't have a problem. This is you. I've told you repeatedly, even on this show, how fans start acting like you. And now, Tommy.
It was quite the night because I had, first of all, he was almost like you because this kid's asking me hockey rules left and right. I'm like, oh, my God. And so we're going to instant replay. And we're—I mean, he is incensed because we thought first they go to replay on a wraparound goal for the Canucks. We thought Bob made the great, maybe a save that was right there with the bobbery, where he goes from one side of the post to the other, full split, looks like he got the puck out, and they're like, "I see a little white. I see a little white ice." I'm like, "Oh, all right." Well, that was one. I'm like, "Hey, don't worry about it. That was a really good effort. We're down 1-0." And like 11 seconds later, bang, Panthers even it up. It was a great. Then Evan Rodriguez, he goes and he does a wraparound goal, literally like the exact same thing. And I'm like, what ice? And they showed, because they showed the over angle. Like they go that over angle.
Yeah.
It looks like Bob got the save. When they go to the side angle, white ice. Same thing with the Canucks. Rodriguez, he does the wraparound over top. It looks like it's in. Go to the side. White ice. And my son is just free. White ice. White ice.
Wait.
I see white ice.
Hey, he would have never known that term if not for you.
No, that was Moeller's accurate? Fault, dude. That was Moeller. Moeller said it on the broadcast. But he's just shouting
the broadcast.
We had the broadcast on, and he's just shouting, "White ice!" I'm like, "All right, well, so the Panthers should be up 2-0, or should be up two. They should be up 2-0, right?
Well, if they didn't call in on the other side and didn't call
at worst 2-1, nothing. At worst 2-1.
At worst 2-1.
Yeah. At worst 2-1. So game goes on, and then I didn't know this rule. But this Quinn Hughes, the captain of the Canucks, he gets his first goal. And he, I mean, dude, this guy hit the hardest slap shot I've ever seen in my life. A real piss whistle. And Bob was kind of screened. He gives up a goal. Bob had some really sensational saves last night. I mean, he was awesome. But he had, but this one got through. But then also, it looks like a clear goal. New hockey rule. I was unaware of the Panthers call for a review. I'm like, what happened?
Oh, if you call for a review, then it's and you lose the review, then you go to a power play.
Exactly. Which means
they go back to back goals.
Which means Panthers gotta be sure. Okay. Panthers gotta be sure that this is they don't just challenge it for nothing because it looked like a clean goal, looked like nothing. Well, how about this?
Interference?
Well, apparently, I didn't know this, but on a face-off, when you drop the puck, you cannot put the puck in play unless it touches ice and stick. So some savant in the Panthers video room goes and looks on the face-off, and it very clearly touches the Canuck glove and then play on. It never touched the ice. So this piss whistle was technically illegal play. We all saw
illegal piss.
It was an illegal piss whistle.
That was crazy.
I had no idea about this rule. But then my son, now he thinks he's a hockey expert. And he goes, "We all saw it." We all, dude. He was, I mean, he because they go to Paul Maurice because it's clear as day that since the glove. But the goal, they come back. Goal stands. What? Now the Panthers are down 2-1. They should be up at least 2-1. So, you know, he's beside himself. And just to give backstory to everybody, we've had a little bit of a problem with flag football officials. I mean, he's already given the business to officials.
No. Wait a minute. Where does he get that from?
I don't know.
Oh, you know damn well.
I'm not allowed to be in this. I'm not allowed to be on the field.
Wait a minute. So you think that Tommy and giving the business to the officials, it just comes out of his own.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he had
a bum every day.
I'm sure there's got to be some level of influence there. I mean, it is my child. I'll wear it, but I don't feel like I'm that rough to the officials.
When all else goes wrong, just blame the athletes.
But dude, they go to Paul Maurice on the bench, and he's just like, he's got this just look like, you mother, like, come on. You saw it. We all saw it. So anyway, Canucks go on the power play. Panthers kill it. They eventually tie it 2-2. Goes to overtime. Panthers had some good chances, but it goes to overtime. Panthers lose an OT. they got a point, but feels like they got hosed last night. Feels like they got hosed.
Based on you and Tommy.
No, it feels like they got hosed. Dude, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I think it was a screw job.
So right now, Tommy's in reading class, and he's whispering to his buddy, they got hosed. Dude, the Panthers got hosed. Right? So he's basically doing it. Kids QAM at his school right now.
Maybe. I don't know. But he's very excited to go to his – I think I'm going to try and get him to the Panthers, not like – the week after, I think there's a Saturday night. Mrs. Dobel won't let school night games. So we're going to try and go in a couple Saturdays from now.
What about, do you think this is like going to spark an interest to play hockey? Or is that like...
I don't know. I don't know. He can't skate yet. I don't, like, he can't, he can go. What?
I can't skate. Can you? Yeah, no.
His sister can skate, but his sister didn't learn about his, until about his age. So I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. He's very into jiu-jitsu. That's his favorite.
So we know where this is going.
What?
He's going to be an enforcer?
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. What I'm actually worried about, to be honest with you, is he's got his first jiu-jitsu competition coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to give the refs the business.
Oh, God. I can't wait. I literally I literally can't wait.
I mean, listen, and I have been telling you this for years, right?
That's great.
Like, why every time you lose, you got hosed?
I'm trying to teach him not to do that.
No, you can't. It's too late. But you've already. He watches you every weekend.
I don't feel like I am.
My goodness.
I don't feel like I'm that I don't feel like I am.
Really?
Damage is
white
done.
Ice. White ice. So,
can you imagine Tommy yelling at the TV, white ice?
Got his hands up.
He just stand. Oh, now he's getting emotional. He's standing up.
Oh, dude, he was. He had his little. He had his victory cup. Rat. He had his. He had his Stanley C. Panther. We were geared out last night watching the Cats.
Could you imagine Tobin's drinking a little whiskey or something? And he's got his juice box. White ice. It's your boat. It's your fault. It is your fault already. Usually they get a little older before they start mimicking parents.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And it's other things, like good things. Right now, you have a tyrant, a little kid tyrant who goes after officials and thinks every time they lose, they got screwed.
No, he is.
That's what you did.
He's like Kyle Lowry. He's terrible. He's like, he's got a problem. He did this. They lost a game on an offsides last year, and he was just sitting there at that time, 7 years old, just giving the ref the business, who was trying to move on to his next game. He's got another flag football game to go to. He goes, hey, who calls that? Who calls that?
Hey, who does it sound like?
I don't know.
That's the exact same thing you said when you came in here. So, yeah, you got little Tomes in school. Oh, my goodness. If they have sports in school, it's over. They're going to kick him off the team. He's too aggressive towards the officials. Look, we can't have this. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I think.
And then Tommy goes, you know what's fun? Winning and not getting screwed.
We actually have audio from his flag football game, if I'm not mistaken. This is from the game.
You rat thing.
You rat fink, I believe he was quoted to say. Where did he learn you rat fink?
But here's the crazy thing. Tommy wants to win.
Yeah.
He don't care.
He doesn't settle.
You want style points. So I'm wondering when these two pads are going to cross.
I don't know.
Because y'all going to be watching the Dolphins game, and he fist pumped for them to win, and then you're all sad because – it was a 10-9 victory.
He doesn't care. He just wants to win.
Yes, everybody does except you.
I just missed the action, dude.
Okay, great. Great. You want to miss the action more? Lose.
Take a quick break. It is a Football Friday here, which is brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power capability and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet together. Let's drive. We'll get into a little Finns, Canes, lots of football. We got an exciting weekend ahead. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy. Yeah.
Your son's called you a snitch.
He is calling me a snitch. Are you calling me a snitch?
Yes.
That's ridiculous, dude.
You snitchy, witchy, titchy, bitchy.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Somebody in the chat said, Tommy in reading class catching strays.
Oh, man.
I have a feeling Tommy can handle himself.
He's fine. Yeah, he's definitely fine on that end. Man, Dolphins are getting ready to take on the Indianapolis Colts this weekend. We got Canes action tomorrow, high noon against Louisville. Coverage on WQM begins at 8 a.m. Everybody, bright and early breakfast with the Canes.
I'm not the only one who's like concerned about the last 2 weeks and then playing Louisville this week.
Who's concerned?
Everybody. That's what, like, every person I'm heard talking about it say, hey, they play like they played the last 2 weeks. They're not going to win.
I agree with that.
Here's what I hope. Everybody has said, not me, right, that the coach has these 1 or 2 weeks where this happens, right, for whatever reason.
Mario,
yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere he's coached. And I say, if those were those 2 weeks, let's go. That means you got away with wins.
I wouldn't say, though, see, as much as we rag on Mario, I don't think the last 2 weeks were on him. Like, they gave up explosive plays and they had some bad turnovers. Like, you know, they really kept, like, it wasn't.
Everybody puts it on him. Like I said, I don't think that's the case.
Oh, no, listen, he's got some things that you got to be concerned about from time to time. But I feel like it was more player induced than it was coaching.
But again, some of the mistakes.
Get you, man. Oh, he's bless you. Some of the mistakes
seem like they were kind of careless things. Now, I'm not going to ever say anything about Cam Ward. Here's why. You're going to win or lose with him.
Exactly.
And so the mistake.
He told you from the outset, I'm a gunslinger.
The mistakes that he makes. We've had quarterbacks like that, right? That the good outweighs the bad. We got one in Buffalo where sometimes he tries to do that thing that gives it to the other team, but he makes a great play. Right? That's just so from that standpoint. You know, he's gonna, the good outweighs the bad. Let's put it that way.
Jay says, I watched Louisville against SMU. Their defense, not as good as Cal. I think we limit the big plays. We'll roll them.
Okay. And all the things and all the analysis that have been made about this game could have been made about the last two, yet they were close. So that's why I'm kind of hesitant in doing that. I'm more concentrating on how the Canes play, what they do, the effort in which they start the game with, not what the other team is doing.
Yeah, for sure. You'd like to get off to just a better start in general. You don't want to keep climbing out of holes.
Yes, because it's going to, like, eventually it catches up to you. We've all seen it. So from that standpoint, I'm not nervous about who they're playing. I'm really not. They got a very good football team.
Yeah, but it's always.
I am nervous about how they approach playing Louisville, not about Louisville.
And they've also, look, they got the extra prep for it. They got a bye week, but they have not been good off the bye. And that's predating Mario, but it also includes Mario.
Okay.
So, you know, you're hopeful this.
And these are all things that give me the. I don't want to feel that way.
Yeah. I like the way the players are approaching it, though. Like, it's not just about the players meeting, but I think that they have a standard that they want to uphold. And I think
they realize that is not going to get it done. Those are the facts. Fellas, we can't keep playing like this and expect to have very lofty goals. If you want to be average, that's perfect for average. If you want to be excellent, that ain't going to cut it. Simple as that.
Looking forward to it. The Dolphins, meanwhile, 1 o'clock on Sunday against Indianapolis, who's a 3-point favorite. They are starting Anthony Richardson, who is not very experienced. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I was like, oh yeah, he only played four games last year. He's only got,
has he played a full season yet?
No, he's only played, this is his ninth game.
Right.
In ninth game. Years? Ninth game in 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
2 years.
Yeah. I mean,
ninth game in 2 years.
Or they'd be already ready to retire him.
I mean, that is the interesting thing about it, though, right? Like, because you were mentioning about Joe Flacco's efficiency. He's, what, 7 touchdowns, 1 pick. This guy's 6-6 already this season.
Right.
You know, so he's also going to give you some opportunities. The Dolphins haven't been very good at turning over the football. This is a guy who's going to, I think, maybe give him some chances.
Except all I have etched in my head is that 60-yard flick into the air.
Oh, yeah.
Effortless, mm-hmm. hitting the guy on the fly. And I'm like, holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. He's, listen, there's talent in there, but it does feel raw, you know?
And they said that when he came out. So the problem is that he's got to get reps under his belt. So let's hope that he's still not ready.
It's also one of these things, too, where unfortunately for the Dolphins, they're in this spot right now where they're kind of the slump buster. And if you look at the Colts schedule coming up, it's really rough. So if they're going to bring him back, like, they're probably thinking to themselves, better this than Houston and Minnesota. You want to bring him back against O'Brien?
Dolphins are 2-3.
Yeah.
The Jets are 2-4.
Yes.
The Browns are 1-5.
Yep.
Oof.
The Saints are 2-5.
Oof.
How the hell are the Dolphins a slump buster?
I'm explaining to you. If you look at the Colts schedule coming up, if you're going to bring back your young
quarterback. The easiest of their schedule.
Yeah.
Not the easiest. Okay.
Saying if the Dolphins are being looked at as the soft open for bringing back the young kid.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of, do we do it against Houston, D'Amico Ryan? Do we do it against Brian Flores in a couple of weeks? Like, that's probably a disaster. Like, because, look, I love Joe Flacco. It's a great story. Eventually, he's going to Flacco, and he's going to have a 3-interception game.
Oh,
he's
of
gonna,
course.
He's going to do it. And then you're going to.
But so he's not. Right. So they got. Basically, what they did was they said, look, Joe, we appreciate what you've done. You've been awesome. But you know.
You know.
You know, that's it, dude. Like, yeah. And the thing is that if he has a whole season, then it all washes out. Right.
Yeah.
But he's coming in as a reliever. You know what I'm saying? He's coming in as a reliever. You got to be good right away for stretches of periods of time. We can't afford for you to go Flacco on us.
Look, we're going to see if the Dolphins can get to where they're at, but like the outset, like they prepared for this. We know we had a quarterback who got banged up last year. We're paying Joe Flacco to come in there after what he did last year. Right. Dolphins, they thought Skylar Thompson was the answer. He was not.
Well, and think about this, the Browns, they were like, the Browns fans are like, why didn't we keep Flacco?
Yeah. Seriously. Why didn't they keep Flacco?
Huh?
Why didn't they keep Flacco?
Because right now he'd be the starter. That's why.
Such an odd thing.
Very we watch sports, and sometimes we see situations, and you look at those situations and go, "This has nothing to do with winning."
Yeah,
and, I know. And it sucks if you're a fan. It sucks if you're watching it because you like. There's nothing they can tell me that says this is about winning, like. Even if you're confused about what the Steelers are doing as far as Fields and Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, even if you're confused about that, if they were to make the decision to go back to Russell Wilson, right, you would at least say, okay, well, they see something. And I mean, my man said – geez, you know what he said?
Fields?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fields goes, if they're considering it, I haven't been good enough.
I thought it was a very mature quote.
It was, but damn. Right? Like, come on. Could you imagine?
Russ isn't going to have that awareness. He's going to be like, got this.
They're like, you know how crazy that is? That you take your team. He started all year, right? 4-2.
Yeah.
But also understand Pittsburgh. they've had winning records with some bums.
Of course.
So they would be in the best position to identify if he's maximizing what that offense can do. Right?
Heat says, Tobin doesn't know what a Mator quote sounds like. It was Mator.
Right.
It was.
As you and Tommy yell at the TV.
White ice. Ice. You'll be there with baby tadpole frog boy. Don't judge me.
I honestly can't wait. But your level of maturity to me was perfectly defined. What did you say Anthony Weaver, his description of Anthony Richardson's arm was?
A real chooch and piss whistle.
Yeah, exactly. That's when I knew who I was dealing with.
Oh my goodness. And like, and it's not a secret. Everybody go, he did not say that. Like, we know. Oh man. So
I just need, like, it would be nice though if the Dolphins, like, you know, like Chop Robinson, get this guy down, like first try. Just get a red card up.
Can I look? I'm not saying it can't happen. But let me ask you a question. We know who he is and has been. I'm not saying he can't get better. Okay. Just like when Ted Ginn got here, we knew who Ted Ginn was. Why do we all of a sudden get upset when they don't become what we want them to become?
Well, the thing that's upsetting for him, it's not his fault, is this, that everybody around him, all the pass rushers are dropping like flies. So then it feels like, hey, we need something. First round pick, what you gonna do?
Well, and again, his level of growth is his level of growth. Because of the situation of the Dolphins, we're looking at him and saying, no, you're on our clock.
Pretty much.
And I'm just saying, why is that? We do that in sports all the time. So if a quarterback, if they say, hey, this quarterback's going to come in, we're going to develop him for a year, and then he'll be ready. Like maybe like the way they did with Jordan and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love. And they were able to wait this thing out, and then he was able to step in. If Aaron Rodgers would have got hurt, you would throw him in and expect him, oh, he's a first rounder, to be the quarterback he is now.
Well, I think the thing that was interesting is just like, I think the philosophy was strange because it did feel like the Dolphins, you know, went at this with their first two picks and it was like, all right, we're going to take a pass rusher. None of our pass rushers are really healthy. And we're going to take a left tackle. He's not going to stay healthy. And I don't know. If you don't think they're ready to go, because they're both, their measurables are off the charts. They're all really talented guys, but they both said raw, like they need some development. Right. And you're not going to get that time with non-durable starters.
Right. That's not the position with when you need assistance right away. Right? So this would have been great, and this would have been a perfect move if I do one other move. Keep Van Ginks.
100%.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you keep him and then draft Chop, right? Now you at least have a nice rotation or what have you. As far as the offensive line, I told you, I thought that they would put Paul somewhere on the offensive line if he's one of the best. They didn't. They just have him ready to play left tackle.
Yep.
And so from that standpoint, you have a lot of right tackles who played left tackle in college. A lot of them. Because they don't, maybe they can block, but they don't have the feet or the reach that a left tackle has. So I always thought he would. So I was okay with that. The fact that he's on the side, I don't know how they, you know, I don't know how to, he, in preseason, he seemed like one of the top five.
I thought this rookie class was, and I guess don't buy too much in the preseason, but I came off this preseason, I was like, I am fired up about this rookie class. And Jalen Wright had a nice performance last week, which was encouraging. But that was like the first time you're like, oh, man, finally something from the rookie class. Like Storm Duck was the number one contributor.
Well, is it supposed to? But my question is, are you supposed to get it right away?
I think you, I think with the Dolphins, here's the thing, is when you start getting into the spot where you got to spend a lot of money on guys, you need to hit on somebody.
Yeah, but you know, you're basing this off of 5 games.
I understand.
Right. That's my point. That's my entire point, is that after week 1 or week 2 or the first month of the season, we're going, oh, terrible draft. I'm like, really? Really? Right?
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. You know, the biggest show in town is happening this weekend. Everybody is looking forward to it. You got people already anticipating it. And that is, of course, a Canes watch party with WQAM and Solana.
Oh, that's right.
This Saturday at noon at the Quarterdeck in Davie, as they take on Louisville, enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome to the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. #1 show in town this weekend.
Maybe I'll play with them.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Amending offenses, if you will, between you two.
Who?
You and Solana.
Oh, no. It's a foursome. Without. Oh.
Oh, man.
If you give it away, a foursome. He ain't did that foursome.
I don't know how to swing a golf club. Would I ever be allowed on the
It's kind of hard with web feet, with web, how you put the glove on.
You know, the execution was bad, but then you came back with the glove thing, so.
Hey, I have a buddy who golfs without gloves. Doesn't wear a glove.
Yeah, because, I'm sorry, Tobin, are you watching City Girl videos?
I was watching what JFig just sent us, which is Taylor Swift at Hard Rock with a cat. Is that at Hard Rock?
Is it the Hard Rock cat, the one from the stadium? Has he upgraded Taylor Swift's
life? No, that is not the cat. That is not former Miami Hurricane star. Yes, exactly. Hard Rock cat.
I was like, wow, he's really.
I'll be down that way tomorrow.
Wow. You're going to Tay Tay?
No.
Oh.
So on a burn,
I'm going to eat lunch with her guitarist.
Wow. And Bernie Kosar?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a Cleveland guy.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
It is. It's cool. Like, it's cool.
So if a pass just happens to be thrown around your neck, would you go? If a pass happens to be thrown around your neck during this lunch, would you go?
Yeah. No.
Only if he gets the.
You know what I would. You know, in all honesty, if I got a pass, I would say, "Look, I'm a big fan, right? And I would love to be there. Do you mind if I give these to a friend?" And I would give them to JFig.
Wow, so sweet of you.
So is it 2 shows?
They're doing 3.
3. Okay, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
No, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Huh?
What?
The first one was Wednesday, wasn't it?
Oh, you said it already happened.
Yeah.
Oh, it did? I thought it started tonight.
No, okay.
One does things on a Wednesday.
Friday through Sunday. Okay.
Damn. So that's
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So that is how many people are going to see her? That is 300,000. What is that? 300,000 they're going to fit in there? Because they got seats even on the field, essentially. The field,
yeah.
So, like, how many people are going to be at that damn arena this weekend or the stadium this weekend?
But that would explain why, in all honesty, she's a billionaire.
Yes.
Because, like, it's all from all the touring she does. So, kudos to her, man.
JFig says all those people in Ticketmaster didn't allow me to get one ticket.
Unacceptable.
And the cat is just like, do you think the cat knows what's going on? Like, does that cat eat well? How's that Tay Tay cat we eat?
Please.
Shrimp, like every night, shrimps, the cocktail shrimps on like a little
caviar.
Little caviar.
How much were these tickets?
Expensive. Oh, J-Fig, that cat is in her will.
Wow.
What?
Yep.
I mean, damn cats cat do live be, pretty long. Senor Gato's still kicking.
Damn cat going to be richer than me.
Yeah, but, I mean, Hard Rock Cat, though. That was
is that the cat. Is that the karma cat burning in her lap?
It's not. She's holding it.
Karma cat. Huh.
Cat's looking like, not impressed.
I've seen better.
Oh, I've seen better.
I think they're just happy to be away from Travis.
It'll be. It's going to be a little chilly, and at least the weather's going to be nice. Than it's been, but it's going to be windy as hell.
Today was
maybe. Maybe Tay Tay gets falls in love with the city, and she tells Travis to force a trade to Miami.
Oh my God! You always have some ridiculous angle about everything.
What? Is that crazy? She goes, hey,
you know what his next, you know what his next football move is going to be? Retire.
Hard to say.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hard to say.
No, it's not.
We don't need another tight end who's not catching touchdowns right now.
What are you talking about, dude?
You haven't had one. You haven't had a tight end catch touchdown since what, 22?
That's what I'm saying. Oof. Why are we going to add this guy? It's not like he's 22. Doing anything.
One of the best to ever do it doesn't.
So is Aaron Rodgers. No one wants him.
But he doesn't come with a sidebar. Aaron Rodgers does.
Travis Kelce has zero touchdowns this season.
He didn't get his coach fired.
Very true. But he did yell at him.
He did. He was mean to him.
Very mean to the nicest man ever.
The nicest man in football, right? The
nicest man in football.
Like, you can't be caught yelling at Andy Reid.
Just, you know, part of this guy, dude. Anyone surprised?
Do you think if Travis Kelce was allergic to cats, would Taylor Swift choose the cat or Travis Kelce?
I think, you want me to tell you what I do? What I think? Cat. I think Travis Kelce would take some kind of pill and not be allergic to cats. You forgot that.
He goes, I got the best doctors. I'll fix your allergies.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, damn, I just didn't like cats. What if he wasn't a cat guy?
I'm not a cat guy. But I'm going to tell you what. If Big Spoon had come up in here with a cat, I'd be like, I'll just let him out at night. He ran away.
We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.